It's time for us to begin our Sevier County Commission meeting, June 24th, 2024. In attendance today, we have Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown, Malcolm Nash, Executive Director. We have Barbara Crowther, Deputy Clerk Auditor, and we have Steve Wall, Clerk Auditor. It's my turn to give a prayer, and then we'll have a Pledge of Allegiance. Our dear Father in Heaven, we're so grateful, Father, to live in this free country, to enjoy the freedoms we enjoy each day, be able to live our lives as we desire. We're thankful for those who maintain our freedoms. We pray for their protection, for their guidance, that they might be blessed in their efforts. We're thankful, Father, as we begin this commission meeting, for the responsibility that we have to conduct the affairs of the county. We ask that thy spirit might be with us, that those decisions that will be made today will be in accordance with thy mind and will, and will be to the benefit of our residents. We might be able to conduct the business that needs to be conducted this day. We're thankful, Father, to live here in this county, for the blessings we've enjoyed, for the moisture this water year has seen, for the results of the additional moisture in our mountains, and for those streams that are flowing, and for the opportunity to help to make our valleys and farmlands and pastures green. We are grateful and recognize thy hand in all that we do. We ask a blessing upon us in all that we do. We pray that thy blessings might be with those who serve the county, that they might be blessed in their efforts, that they might be watched over and protected. We ask for guidance and direction in all that we do, and say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We also want to recognize Casey Jukes, our county attorney, who's with us in our commission meeting today. Any correspondence or any business that we need to take care of, Commissioner Jensen?
One thing that happened today, this morning, I'm on the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition Board, and there's a rail project that's been trying to be worked out over there that worked and worked and worked, and the 10th Circuit Court back in D.C. kind of, I will say it, an environmental court versus a law court put a halt to it. And this morning at 7:45, it was granted that the Supreme Court will look at the case and hopefully overturn that. And so it's quite a coup for the seven counties to have had like a 1% chance of being looked at. And it is going to get looked at, which will be an absolute boom for the Intermountain West, our state and our county to be represented on that, and it'll be very impressive. So that was granted this morning. So
that's great. That's good news. Thank you for sharing that. May the odds ever be in our favor there.
So. Yes.
Commissioner Brown.
Yeah, just a couple things. Today it's on our agenda to promote and move forward the establishment of the Brooklyn Special Service District. Going to work you through those pieces and had some public meetings. Also, the fare books are out already, and the installing of the new chutes is about 90% complete down the fairgrounds. They're just getting some more gates and panels to attach the old to the new. So we're excited for that.
Hey, thank you, Commissioner Brown. Maybe just I will highlight two items that I need to maybe make mention of. This past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was the Ice to the Sky Balloon Festival in Salina. We had a tremendous showing of people in the area. The streets were full. They had a lot of good food vendors there and a lot of activities at the Ice to the Sky Balloon Festival. The only thing that maybe we lacked was the ability to launch the balloons all 3 days. So that was a little bit disheartening, but everything else went off without a hitch. A lot of people work on that committee to make that come about, and there's a tremendous amount of efforts that are joined together, and we want to thank the committee in Salina for putting that on each year. It brings a lot of people into our area. I guess the Fox 13 news channel was there on Friday morning early and highlighted a lot of things that was happening there and in the county. Amy Myers took some time with the Fox people and highlighted some of the things that are here to be seen in Sevier County, which I thought was very good as well. The second item is the risk evaluation report. We received that report, and so we make mention of that in our files, in our paperwork today, that we have received that. I don't know if we need to highlight much more on it, other than just note that it's part of our paperwork today, that the risk evaluation report has been received by the county, and so we will sign that report and then forward it to the right people then. So anything in addition to that, that's all we need to. So, okay. Malcolm, anything more as far as correspondence? Casey?
Okay.
Barbara or Steve, anything you have that needs coming correspondence here?
No, just okay. That.
I don't think so.
Progress report assessment.
Okay. So. Okay, so it has two places. I just need to sign here, right? Okay.
And this will complete our audit information. I'll get to them and then get our audit events.
So noted that that report will complete the audit information that's needed for the annual audits each year. So, okay, the next item on our agenda is to review and take into consideration the minutes for our past meetings, June 10th commission meeting, June 10th and 17th work sessions, and the public hearing that was held on June 18th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes and the work sessions on the 10th and 17th.
Okay. Second. And it's been moved and seconded that we approve those minutes. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Those minutes and that motion is approved. Okay. We have in our agenda to consider requests from the Bar 86 LLC to include liquor on single event permit for a local concert. And we have in our packet, we have that permit request.
Is everybody signed off on it? Or is the sheriff? Do you have to look at these, Casey? Liquor license requests?
As far as I spoke to Barbara about it about a week ago.
Yes.
So I think it was approved. I think we're just ratifying this. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
So this will move to ratify the approval of that?
I did talk to the sheriff about any concerns he had. He did not have any. So.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
So with that explanation, it's been moved and seconded that we ratify the request of Bar 86 LLC for their single events liquor license. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So that motion passes. Okay, so the next on our agenda is to consider a late green belt appeal, and that was on parcels 4-205-12 and 4-206-37.
We're not taking any action on this today. We're waiting for further investigation with the medical conditions that caused the late payment.
Okay, so we'll take no action on this. And this particular item on our agenda then. Okay, the next item is to consider refunds on personal property for overpayments.
Okay.
All right, great. You may not need one, we'll let you have one anyway.
Okay. There's just several businesses that turned in their personal property paperwork.
Okay.
And their math was off.
Okay.
So instead of having to reset their check back in or wait longer for a payment or keep the check, we just are requesting a refund for their overages that they don't owe.
Okay, so we have that. We have that here.
There's
several of them.
Okay, yeah. Several of them. Okay, yeah. Okay.
The total cost is $1,705.19 between all of them.
Make a motion to approve them.
And I'll second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the request for refund that we have been given. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, those that motion is approved, and so we'll grant those refunds.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm just working down the paperwork here, so. The next item is that we need to close this meeting or move from this meeting into a public hearing. So we could accept a motion to move from our commission meeting into a public hearing.
I'll make that motion to go second. To a public hearing.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we move from this meeting into a public hearing. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, that motion passes. We will begin we're in a public hearing. The public hearing.
If you change.